All lines are now bridged.
Alrighty, hello everyone. Welcome to the TESCA Task Force. We are getting close to the finish line here. We will do a quick roll call and then we'll get started. We have John Kansky and Arian Malik, our two co-chairs. See Carolyn Peterson, Cheryl Turney, Sasha Termott, Anil Jain, David McCauley, Noam Arts, and Grace Terrell. Are there any other task force members that are on the phone? Okay. Hearing none, we'll check back a little bit later. Hopefully they will join soon. I will turn it over to John and Arian to get us started.
Hey, thanks very much. Welcome back, everyone. This is our bittersweet last task force call before we present our recommendations to the HITAC on Thursday. So the goal for today, asking for a degree of discipline and time sensitivity, since we just have 85 minutes to get this across the finish line. We believe we've settled all of the recommendations that are either have task force consensus and characterize those that are either our split, which I think is just one, and those where we have a strong minority view, we've noted that. So I don't think we need to be, we're not planning to go through any of the specific recommendations and vote on them. However, this is our opportunity to review any comments that are a burning platform for anyone. I went through the comments, at least most of them, and there are a few that I think are worthy of a quick edit, and some that may require discussion, and that's what we have the remainder of the call for. Any Arian, Zoe, any other comments before we dive in? Did I characterize that appropriately?
I believe so.
Okay, so with that, if you haven't already formulated your mental list of the one or two things that you personally want to make sure it gets a comments that you want to make sure get a hearing today. So let me put it this way. If you have a specific comment that you want to say, look, we got to discuss this. This is a burning platform for me. Go ahead and start raising hands. Thank you, Noam. I have a couple of those that I will sneak in when the hand raising dies down. But let's start with where Noam wants to start.
Yeah, just I actually want to retract a comment because I realize I misread something. And that comment persisted through. So my comment on recommendation 9, you know, in my fervor to try to read this by noon yesterday when I'm on by noon Eastern when I'm on the West Coast, you know, I had a very, very short window of time to look at this. So I misunderstood recommendation 9. That being said, I would rather lead with the second sentence. All QHINs should serve a core common set of functions. And then comment on participants and participant members, because that's where I sort of read too quickly and thought that this was saying that QHINs should be able to serve a subset. So I, you know, and if I read it too quickly, maybe others.
No.
Will.
First of all, very much appreciate your efforts to read and comment, and so thanks for clarifying that. Recommendation 9 was also the thing that I thought in going through this needed. Wanted to make sure that everybody looked at it because there was some movement from last time. I certainly have I could support your suggestion to move the all QHIN sentence to the beginning of the recommendation.
What was the previous number on that? I'm just trying to find this in my
I'm not going to, if others can help with the, what was the old number, new number?
Well, is this under individual access services?
No. This is, thank you. That would be a good place to, Hold on, and I'll help you find that. It is under Q hint. Go ahead.
It was 7. We had like 7A, B, and C, D.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's all coming back now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so as long as we're on 9, if we can hang out there for a little bit. I'm sorry. David has his hand raised. David, is it 9 or something else? Because if it's not 9, I'm going to jump in front of you.
It's 9.
Okay, go.
I think the rewording suggested is okay, but it leaves me still confused. When we say all QHIN should serve a core common set, are we saying that and only that? And reserving the only place where you can vary for participants and participant members? Or is this notion of a core subset or a core set, could that be taken as a core subset? Then some QHINs could specialize. I don't think we've answered the question, as I guess that's what I'm saying.
Here's where I think we landed, and I thought this was the David McCauley Memorial Compromise, and it was a compromise from where I think your position is, so I don't mean to characterize it as your position. Where I think we landed was that participants and participant members should be allowed to specialize, but that QHINs needed to cover the landscape of whatever was expected in terms of the TEFCA QHIN network, but that, and this is where I think we tried to incorporate your ideas, was that what the QHINs were required to do should perhaps be a subset of what's currently articulated. Where my comment came in was, I think this list of 5, it says some of the core capabilities we expect all QHINs to offer are. So I kind of appreciated the nuance of that language. It seems like it would take 5 more calls for us to debate whether this is exactly the right list or whether we understood what these items meant. So my question is, is the task force generally okay with let me start that over again. My experience talking with ONC and other experienced task force members is the extent to which that we can be specific in our recommendations to ONC helps those recommendations to be clearly understood. So I like to the extent possible, have examples or suggestions. So if this is a list of some of the core capabilities we expect all QHINs to offer, then maybe we can leave this in to help ONC have the general idea of what we're thinking. I don't want to be in a position of saying, here's the list of what we are recommending QHINs are able to do.
Yeah, I guess I totally agree with that. I'm confused by where the recommendation starts and stops and where running commentary is.
So yeah, we discussed that before the call. We're going to clean that up in the formatting.
Well, so recommendation 9, does it include the paragraph, over time QHINs and TEFCA will evolve to add additional purposes and modalities above and beyond minimum required, and we recommend flexibility, ... Is that a part of 9? Because if it is,
it says we recommend, so it's part of the recommendation.
Okay, I'm okay. I think you might consider the word subset as opposed to set, but I won't fight about that.
Denise, you have your hand raised.
Oh, I'm okay now. I was just going to say that I recall this saying that the QHINs could be on this floor, that we were suggesting that they would be able to specialize, but they've got to provide this floor of core capabilities.
Yeah, QHINs can do stuff beyond, but they need to, there'll be a consistent set of stuff all QHINs are required to do. Participants and participant members, on the other hand, we're recommending that they have the chance to pick and choose. Okay, good. I have, and while we're in this neighborhood, wordsmithing is a really bad idea. So if anybody wants to push back on my suggestion, I will not be offended. In the very next paragraph in the lead up to recommendation 10, I wanted to suggest that, let's see if that's on the screen. Oh yeah, the task force discussed the goal of single on-ramp. As the task force noted in the previous recommendations, this is for clarity, there are many, it says nationwide exchange systems. I thought systems was the wrong word, and I was hoping others could suggest its networks, its capabilities, or do we really mean systems? And then I wanted to lobby for regional and nationwide exchange, fill in the blank. Can anyone help me?
Well, do you mean to refer to the system or to the activity?
Yeah, that's where I was going, is I don't think it's really the system that we're talking about, the fact that we're trying to point out that there is existing exchange happening that we're pointing out will not be met by the QHIN infrastructure.
Right, but those next two comments are mine, because I'm sort of quibbling with sort of how this is being, you know, set up.
Yeah, and again, this is, I saw your comments and I thought, well, you know what, I see his point. You know, that could be a pitcher of beer and an hour discussion right there. So on the one hand, I could say, well, we could just delete the examples. But on the other hand, without examples, is the point as clear to ONC? And that's basically my opinion. I can go either way. But I know that examples are helpful.
Right. So in that respect, the sentence that begins examples include, those are sort of systems. The example that begins two sentences later, in addition, that's sort of a use case. So, to some degree, whether the word system is there versus activity depends on how you frame the examples, right?
If the example is
electronic prescribing, then it's activities. If the example is electronic prescribing network, then you've sort of answered your own question.
Well, to avoid the rabbit hole, I will retract my suggested edit, and we can leave it alone, unless anybody else is irritated by abandoning that.
Like I said, that's not the part that bothered me. It's the other things I commented on there that bothered me.
Okay, so well then what do you suggest, given my point that examples are helpful and deleting it leaves out examples, what do you recommend?
I guess I'm fine with the examples. I don't know why the HIN-mediated messaging, like AHT notifications, isn't just another example.
That's a fair point.
I don't know why that's, you know, set off almost as an afterthought.
So then let's fix that edit and let's move on to 9, because I saw your point on that one.
John, can I suggest something though? This sentence is really clunky. There are many nationwide exchange systems that will not be met by the QHIN infrastructure outlined by the requirements of the TEFCA. Why don't we just say there are many nationwide exchange systems that don't align, whose operations don't align with the QHIN infrastructure requirements of TEFCA Draft 2?
Not well suited to?
Not well suited
or, yeah.
to is
or
probably
maybe
better,
not,
yeah.
Not well suited. To the QHIN infrastructure requirements of TEFCA Draft 2. There's just too many words
we're taking out that will not be met by, and we're replacing with that are not well suited to.
But it does raise the question, who said so? In other words, you're now with the sweep of a pen deciding that these examples aren't well suited. I haven't thought about them hard enough to know if that's the
okay,
case.
Hold on. To be clear, I'm commenting not on the examples, but on the meaning of this sentence. I'm agreeing with this. I'm saying that there are many nationwide exchange systems that are not well suited to the QHIN infrastructure. I'm not arguing about whether the examples meet that or
Fair
not.
Enough.
That's Noam's point.
Fair
So now we fixed
well,
that.
Well, you might say examples may include, I mean, because we didn't do a full analysis.
Sure. That's fair.
That softens it. That Noam, is that softened enough for you?
Yes. And then all the examples should sort of equally be included in that sentence.
And so do we need to pull forward into the series the subset of the last sentence? There is a substantial existing volume of HIN-mediated messaging, including ADT notifications. So do we just add that to the list in a series?
Yeah, but I would just say I wouldn't bother with the substantial existing volume of. I mean, I think.
Right,
I
so
think
just lose that sentence and we've added ADT notifications.
Yeah, or yeah, you could leave the phrase HIN-mediated messaging, including ADT notifications, so as not to be too narrow.
Just as a reminder, part of the reason that was separated, and I have no objection to adding it above, is to say with respect to message delivery, it wasn't clear to the task force what the intended uses for message delivery were. Whereas I think it was clearer, although sort of implied by the past history, what the query-based usage was for. It wasn't clear whether the intent for message delivery was to subsume the existing eHealth Exchange message delivery use cases that are primarily public health in nature, whether the intent was to subsume ADT-based exchange that's intra-QHIN or to do other things. Again, I have no issue with including it as one of the examples, but also don't want to lose the notion that we want ONC to clarify, ONC and the RC to clarify what the intended use cases for message delivery are, and in particular to clarify them against similarly and confused, possibly confused scenarios like direct messaging for transitions of care and ADT notification.
I think you make that clear in the next paragraph, which I think alleviates most of my concerns about that are in my comment 11.
Cool.
I think you've rewritten that a bit, right? That next paragraph.
So
perfect.
In the at the risk of bad workflow, can we scroll up above into the pros above recommendation 9? Keep going. Okay. Does anybody else think that the sentence immediately preceding recommendation 9 contradicts the recommendation itself? So our recommendation is that all QHINs should serve a core common set of functional requirements. In the last sentence before that, says, for example, public health reporting organization may wish to form a QHIN to address. Oh, there it is. Such a QHIN would need to be. Oh, wait a minute. There's been editing done.
Yeah, it does contradict it. I didn't pick it up.
So I was suggesting we just lose that sentence and add to the previous sentence, which says. I think you got to go back all the way to, for example, right?
Yes, I think you have to strike that whole thing because based on our recommendation, that entity can't be a QHIN.
Yeah, I think that was leftover thinking. So then that sentence that now survives, the task force discussed the current requirements for QHINs, comma, participants, comma, and participant members to satisfy. Does that support the recommendation?
I think that does it. And then you take the rest out.
Yep. Okay, good.
So this is Cheryl. I thought we said here that, and this is where I'm going to get confused, I guess, that what we were recommending was that QHINs be able to handle all exchange modalities, but not necessarily all participants. And so
that's
by
correct.
Extending that wording there, I think it's confusing our recommendation. I think we should stop at QHINs and not go on to participants and participant members.
I am not going to fight for this one hard, but let me just explain why I thought it was helpful. Our recommendation is ultimately that participants and participant members shouldn't be required to support all exchange modalities. So saying that the task force discussed the current requirement for QHINs participants and participant members to satisfy all exchange modalities seems to be consistent. But if it's not helpful, then I'm not going to fight for it.
That's a preamble comment, right, John? So
yeah,
what you're saying is here's the current requirements. We discussed this, and we disagree with it. Now here's our recommendation.
All right. I'm okay with it the way it is now. I wasn't reading it properly when you just updated it, so I'm okay with that.
Got it. Thank you. Okay, no hands raised, so I'm going to keep going on John's stuff. This is a minor point, but one paragraph prior to that, we're making a point, but not a recommendation, asking ONC to pay attention to evolving patient matching. And in the second sentence, we say the functional requirements imply but do not mandate patient matching and linking approaches. Does anybody think a couple examples like network-wide summary of disclosures or exercise of meaningful choice are helpful to show ONC what we mean by patient matching is implied but not mandated, or is that obvious to the casual observer?
I think we should leave it alone, but what might be more accurate would be to say the functional requirements imply but do not mandate specific patient matching and linking approaches. To say they don't mandate matching and linking, I think would be, you know, a bit literal, I guess.
Well, what about do not directly mandate patient linking, matching and linking approaches?
Well, isn't there some mild discussion of it? I mean, but very mild?
That's a question for somebody. Because I liked it better before it had the word specific, but I see your point.
You couldn't do the network without it. I like the specific, because the whole point, and I think of that paragraph, is define the what, not the how.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about it.
The fact that they even mention a record locator service, perhaps in a misplaced way, implies something about matching, right?
Right.
So it's not that it's completely silent on that.
We'll put the specific in. I had some of the comments suggested edits that I was in favor of, and if others agree, maybe we could make those. Starting back up near the top under recommendation 2. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. It's the preamble to recommendation 3. And it says in the last sentence, good faith participation in TEFCA should be the easiest means for actors to achieve relevant information blocking requirements. And Mark Savage said, do we really mean the easiest means or do we mean an easy means or a ready means? And I agree that perhaps it should be an easy means or a direct means.
But I'm more uncomfortable with the phrase achieve relevant information blocking requirements. You achieve those requirements by not blocking. So I don't know how you achieve blocking. You're actually achieving not blocking, right?
Well, it's the requirement.
They mean the requirements of the rule. So how should we?
But you see how it's a bit oddly phrased. They're not in the information blocking requirements. It's abiding by information blocking prohibitions is what you're doing, or you can mention the information blocking rule but I actually don't like that mnemonic assigned to that NPRM or rule, because there's so much more in it than that.
Denise, did I hear you have a suggestion?
I was to say means for the actors to comply with the relevant requirements.
That's better. You're right. Right. You comply with the requirements. You don't achieve them.
Okay, so this is echoed in the last bullet of recommendation 3. If you look at the last, like, I don't know, half a dozen words, it should, however, be an easy and direct path to address relevant requirements.
That's okay.
Improvement?
Yeah, that's okay.
I like, don't put easy ask. That's too
constraining. Whoever's driving, making edits, we're in the last bullet of recommendation 3. Oh, warmer, warmer, warmer. it's a B and easy and direct path.
Or easy, comma, direct or something.
Yeah, either of those is fine. Okay. Moving on. Down to recommendation 5. Mark made a comment about the word reframe, which I agreed with. To avoid and clarify, I need a bigger screen or better glasses. To add clarity and avoid misinterpretation, ONC should categorize and separately list, or just categorize. What do you guys like?
Categorize sounds okay to me.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, good.
Or you could just use the word clarify, because what you want to do is in the bullets. But
channeling your comments about trying to give them actionable.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along. Was recommendation 10 new, or did I fall asleep? I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted to call it out and make sure we all looked at it.
Well, we certainly had a lot of discussion at the tail of our last call about message delivery.
This is pulling out and clarifying the conversation that we had the last call about message delivery.
I think it clearly is in its current form unclear based on our discussion about it. So calling out for more clarity seems like a no-brainer.
It
doesn't take a strong position one way or the other. It just says, hey,
no,
this is confusing.
But it shines light on it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It says we need more clarity here.
Good. Okay. I'm down to below recommendation 13 in the preamble to recommendation 14. Again, agreeing with Mark that he suggests deleting the word unintended, which I agree with. It doesn't change the meaning. Just sounds snarky.
I thought snarky is what we were going for.
that's I like that about you.
ONC appreciates snark, so it's all good.
Okay, either way is fine, is what I'm hearing.
Particularly our new principal deputy, so.
Yay.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, okay. And I'm going to keep rolling until I run out of stuff, and then I'm going to appeal for other input. In recommendation 16, again, agreeing with Mark. This is the most I've agreed with Mark Savage in one day ever. That's not a shot at Mark. I haven't known him that long. I guess it's preamble to, no, it's in the very strongly held minority. is can someone suggest a rewording of the phrase enshrine a right to be forgotten? All I wrote down was suggesting
so I think,
rewording.
I think Mark's suggestion is a good one, which is just replace the whole thing with should ensure that.
Or support. I mean, that's where you really want TEFCA to support a right to be forgotten. That's a more mechanical.
Yeah, so we don't want to use the right word right to be forgotten because it's overloaded, to Mark's point.
Okay.
Should ensure that data that so it's really about collapsing the sentence. So it should ensure that once an individual exercises meaningful choice not to participate in TEFCA mediated exchange, and then remove and that this includes.
How about expand the scope of meaningful choice to include restriction on
yes.
redisclosure?
I like that.
Keep going, David, and help the editor.
Oh, I wasn't looking at the screen. They will keep inference. Yeah, so should expand the definition of meaningful choice to include restrictions on redisclosure of exchange of information that has been previously incorporated into the electronic health record. I guess technically we should say via the QHIN network.
TEFCA should is that where it goes? TEFCA should expand?
Expand the scope of meaningful choice to include restrictions on redisclosure of exchange information that has been previously incorporated into.
And you have those words below, editor.
And I think, you know, just looking at this and thinking about it, it's more than just electronic health records. It's redisclosure via an HIN, a research enterprise, right? I think Mark would say it's not just EHRs we're talking about here. Restriction of redisclosure on exchange information that has been previously incorporated into, that has been gained via the QHIN network is what it really is. Redisclosure of information that you gained via the QHIN network. Whatever
regardless,
your system might be.
Regardless of where you stored it is what you're saying, right, David?
Yeah, regardless of what kind of a participant you are, Mark's point, I think, would be that if you got some information about a person through the network and they choose to opt out, that you should no longer be able to redisclose that information. You don't have to erase it from your system, but you can't disclose it elsewhere. I think that's what he was calling for. It's not unlike SAMHSA in 42 CFR 2, that kind of, you know, you can exchange it one step, but you don't have the right to redisclose it without specific patient permission.
Well, I know Carolyn's on, and this was her position too, so.
Yep.
Carolyn. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's what we were intending. That's kind of the difference between right to be forgotten and where we're aiming to go in a very broad, not specific nutshell.
I think right to be forgotten goes one step further, and I think it's a good idea to drop that phrase. Right to be forgotten implies you have to actually delete it.
Yep.
And we're not calling for that. We're saying the minority opinion here is redisclosure.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, what a bit of jujitsu that Mark got me arguing for his points.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mark's crafty like that.
I'm impressed.
Okay. I think I have scratched off all the edits that I cared about. Anybody else have something they want to discuss, lobby for, argue about?
Well, I had made a comment early on, again, just pushing back a little on recommendation three. We had gone back and forth a bit in that last bullet about the suggestion that maybe if CMS made it mandatory, that that would give it a big boost. Am I in the right spot?
I saw your comment on that, and I thought that was referring to conditions of participation, which I thought we had taken out. Can somebody mute? There's a significant background.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. I mean, I have to go back to my original comment to see, because obviously things change.
Hi, can we ask everyone to please mute your line if you're not speaking? Thank you.
Ooh, much better. Okay, I'm sorry, Noam. I thought you were referring to conditions of participation, and then I couldn't hear your answer.
No, I was just saying the document may have changed out from under my comment, so I'm back in the Google Doc version just to try to find my comment to see what I was commenting on, because I thought at least in the Google Doc version from from over the weekend, I thought there was still a statement that said, you know, maybe CMS should make this mandatory or something like that. Is that statement
so what
still
I,
in here? That's
what I
that
remember. What I remember was like 2-ish versions ago, that last bullet under recommendation 3 was stronger and made reference to conditions of participation.
That's right. And we soft-pedaled conditions of participation.
So I think we addressed what you're referring to, but I don't want to speak for you.
No, I think your comment was supposed to be in the bullet above on recommendation 2 in the carrots and sticks.
Yes, it's in 1B in the carrots and sticks. That's right. But is that gone now?
Sorry about that. No, it's still there. It's recommendation 2.
No, it's still there. And when I was reading the, this is Denise, such as, and reading each bullet, each of these are such as examples. And I think before it said CMS could require, and I suggest changing that because it's an example, CMS requiring TEFCA participation as a part of value-based purchasing programs, which would probably be reasonable. Not everybody is in those programs, or possibly
yes,
including it. That's where I soft-pedaled it,
okay,
on conditions.
Right. So,
the place where I got to tell you, if they're a little too strong there, and they don't pick and choose what programs within Medicare and Medicaid that they would make this a COP, that might be bad.
Okay, so you're right. So with the what I said before, it was this bullet and not the one under 3. That was the last bullet under 2, and this was the softening. Noting what Denise pointed out, that these all say such as, we're trying to give ONC some examples, which I remember deliberately arranging these from the first one on the list is pretty safe and
benign,
and not scary, benign, and the last one on the list was the scariest, trying to hit the middle of the group and satisfy, make everybody equally unhappy. So the question is, are we unhappy enough with the final bullet to edit something, and if so, what?
I am. For what it's worth, because it just feels like that just pushes it that suggestion pushes it just to the other side of a voluntary program.
I agree strongly with you. The words condition of participation in this context gives me a cold shiver. So it I'll jump on the NOAM bandwagon.
What are we we're considering dropping that one or leaving it? I lost the thread.
We're not I don't think we're saying delete the bullet. I think it's I'm specifically pointing at including condition of participation as possibility makes me nervous.
The one above it makes me a little nervous too. I mean, you know, federal agencies, even aside from CMS, you know, have a pretty deep reach in some areas.
I don't think that's inconsistent with the current position of federal agencies. So SSA presumably would want to use the TEFCA to exchange data for disability determination. I don't think that's an unreasonable position for a federal agency, likewise for VA and DOD.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we're talking about these expansive notions of single on-ramp and massive changing of what it means to opt out of participation in networks and then have absolutely no teeth behind why anyone would think of doing those things. And without this, this is kind of a pointless exercise.
Yeah, I'm okay with removing the word conditions of participation for Medicare and Medicaid, and I thought we already agreed to remove that.
It as something to consider, and they already consider it. It's hard.
Yeah, but why should, if it's not the consensus of the task force that we want to encourage them to consider it, then let's not. If you're arguing for David as a member of the task force that you think that they should consider it, then let's keep talking. I don't think it's good policy. If TEFCA is something that you have to get out your biggest policy hammer to get people to participate in, then did you craft it correctly in the first place? That's
yeah.
I tend to agree
with that. I would, however, believe that it's a completely reasonable thing for a federal agency, in the same way that they currently may well contract for eHealth Exchange, to say, hey, this is our preferred path for exchange, and you should support it in your contracts.
How do you change it to encouraging CMS encouraging TEFCA participation, and then drop the conditions of participation section?
Yeah, that works.
Well, I'll accept that, but I do think we're being incredibly naive to think that this expensive, complicated network will just be voluntarily adopted by everybody because it feels good. It just won't happen.
Well, we did put a qualifier on the second part, and we said once TEFCA has matured through real-world testing and reached a meaningful level of initial participation, we're not suggesting they – I thought it really softened it by saying possibly including once matured.
Right.
Well, and what is the this is where I channel my Arian Malik and say, well, what is the policy goal? What does the law say? And it was supposed to be a voluntary framework that solved the problem the nation had. So if you've got a solution that solves a problem that the nation has, then you shouldn't need hammers, crowbars, and pitchforks to get people to do it.
I don't think
pitcher of beer of philosophy territory.
Yeah, I mean, you know, by that argument, interoperability would have been solved a long time ago, and we would not be having any of these conversations.
I disagree. It means that is this a market failure or not? Just because we haven't figured out how to teleport people across the country yet doesn't mean there isn't ultimately going to be a solution for that. Just because we haven't solved interoperability doesn't mean – it just means we haven't found a complete – we have some level of interoperability in this country. We want more. We need more. And we're still working on solutions. So the question is, what policy, if any, should there be to make that happen or happen faster? I think we just maybe are in different places in the spectrum of how big a lever, policy lever, one should use.
Yeah, can we all agree on Denise's recommendation here?
Thank you, Erin.
Are we deleting requiring, because I still see requiring there. CMS encouraging TEFCA participation, aren't we dropping requiring?
Yeah, delete the word requiring.
And then weren't we going to delete everything after value-based purchasing programs? Because the last part only applies to physicians of participation. I mean, I personally would like to leave it in, but whatever the consensus of the group is.
You would like to leave in what, Denise?
After the or, because or possibly including it as a condition of participation once TEFCA has matured. Meaning, don't do it now, but CMS, think about doing it once we are in a good place. I mean, it should happen naturally as the most easy and direct path to interoperability for these organizations. It is a balancing act.
So I'm going to move that we follow the sort of felt consensus of the group, and we can even delete the as part of value-based purchasing and say CMS encouraging TEFCA participation. And then leave it up to CMS for what the policy tools they choose to use are.
Yeah, for which programs they want to incorporate it in. They can choose that. That really makes it less hairy.
And we need to lose the once TEFCA, or do we like that now?
I don't think it adds anything.
No, just lose it.
Yeah.
You should drop it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's safer. Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have a suggestion for stuff we need to?
Do you want to change the order? Because now the fourth bullet is the strongest one. Federal agencies requiring TEFCA participation as a condition of contracts with federal agencies would be the toughest of that list.
I'm fine with that.
So take the last bullet, put it above that one.
There is some funky selecting going on. Okay, there we go. It's fun to watch others edit. Okay. Anyone else have something they want to shine light on? Is it too early for early public comment?
No, if there's nothing else, I know we're slated to go until 1:30, but if there's nothing else, we can go to public comment and adjourn.
I'll defer to my co-chair for other suggestions.
Well, I'd say at this point, we're looking for, I feel, this is a spidey sense, that the task force feels like we have a consensus document that, you know, may not represent everybody's perfectly preferred word choices, but is acceptable to present to the full committee on Thursday. And that we've addressed all of the major burning got to address issues. So maybe just pause there and see if anybody wants to raise their hand about there's something they're really, really on fire about. And then hearing none, then I think that's a wise approach.
Okay, excellent. Public comment, please.
Okay, operator, can we open the line?
Yes, thank you. If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad, and a confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
Okay, and do we have any comments?
No comments at this time.
Okay. We'll leave it open just a few minutes longer because I know we were a bit off schedule, but... Chad and Arian, anything else?
It may be a cliche, but just the tremendous work. I've not been a task force co-chair before. Been on many task forces where it was not this productive. So I really appreciate everybody's work.
And now you get to realize that the comment that I made at the beginning of the high tech, that the hardest job in the world is a task force co-chair, is true. But it helps to have a great task force.
I'm looking forward to getting my life back. And I want to know, do I get like a merit badge or anything?
No, sad. You don't even get a pat on the back.
No bad, John. All right.
Because you did a good job, you'll be invited to do it again.
That is the saddest part. Right.
Is it too late to screw up? Wait, I have Thursday.
Exactly.
All right, operator, do we have any other comments in the queue?
No comments at this time.
Okay. I think with that, we can adjourn. And just as a reminder to the public, our next full high-tech meeting is this Thursday, 9:30 Central Time. And the agenda and the materials will be posted on healthit.gov. Thank you, everyone, for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks all. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.